Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Hey there, everyone. This is Melina. I hope you had a fabulous, fabulous last week. I know personally, I'm feeling much, much better. Thank you to everyone who emailed and called and texted and wished me the speedy recovery. It worked. The prayers worked. The well wishes worked. And I'm 100% and glad to be back with you guys. So I'm going to start out this week's show by talking about this week's color of the week, which is ice blue. Now, ice blue is the color of water and sometimes snowflakes. When we think of ice blue, we think of pure, clean, refreshing, cool, and peaceful. Now, 12 Years a Slave star Lupita Nyong'o recently wore an ice blue gown at a red carpet event here in L.A., and First Lady Michelle Obama wore an ice blue gown that was absolutely stunning when she donned a custom-made Carolina Herrera gown to the White House's state dinner in honor of French President Francois Hollande a couple of weeks ago. And basically, I'm just going to come right out and say it. She looked absolutely stunning, and this actually may have been her best look yet. Now, how stunning she looked in her whole entire outfit. It was a black and liberty blue, they called it, even though it was really ice blue. It was black and liberty blue ball gown, and between the billowing and full skirt and sheer top, which was hand-embroidered with beaded appliques, it was an absolutely exquisite ensemble topped with basic, simple Jimmy Choo shoes. Oh, she looked absolutely magnificent. Now, for the Melina Says segment, I'm going to talk about ice blue makeup. So now, remember when we had preconceived notions about ice blue makeup? Yes. Well, those days are gone. So we don't have to go back to those days when it was considered, quote-unquote, tricky. So remember when wearing less was more because even a little too much would look clownish, especially with the red lipstick and the orange cheeks? Well, you know what? That is not the case anymore. Now, according to Vogue magazine's Lynn Yeager, this season's wildly original makeup reflects a desire to be one's own woman. You want to forge your own uniquely colored path. So just like there was no single runway look this spring, so is the case for makeup. There's a blissful freedom blooming. So basically, point blank, there is no one way of looking beautiful. Listen, if it feels good to you, it looks good to us. So with that newfound freedom, take a chance. Do something fabulous and really challenging. But remember this. Either play hard or go home. I mean, either do it fabulously or don't do it at all, period. And when I say fabulous, I mean broad strokes of orange, purple, green, swathed across your eyelids like finger paint. Just do it, darn it, or don't. Because basically, there is no one way of looking beautiful if you feel it on the inside. Now, what's hot and popping in fashion? Pastels, as we've been telling you, Julie and I have been telling you for the past couple of weeks, pastels are definitely what's in, and ice blue definitely makes a statement. And you also may have noticed a pattern of pattern on pattern. I know I have. Well, I can tell you what, I can definitely verify it's a, but you thought I was going to say pattern, didn't you? Nope. It's a trend going on. Now, personally, I prefer the simple single pattern style, but what we're seeing is more paisley skirts with striped shirts and polka dot tops with frame pattern pants. Now, all the shapes and colors can be overwhelming to some, but if you dare, again, be your own person and do it. Now is the time. This season is the time. But do not forget one important thing. Now, when you're wearing horizontal stripes, ladies, listen, be very, very careful. Understand that horizontal stripes always make us look wider. So, now, this is useful to know whether you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, whether you're trying to appear larger or smaller. So how do you get around this and still enjoy your pattern if you want to wear those horizontal stripes for that day? So A, you want to make sure that the cut or design of the outfit is intentionally loose-fitting, i.e. no spandex. So, for example, a dress should be an A-line, smaller lines at the top and gradually widening at the bottom. Or another option is a loose-fitting silhouette dress that naturally cinches the waist and outlines the shape of the breasts and hips. Now, for makeup this week, we are going to take our makeup tips some beauty lessons we learned at Milan Fashion Week. Now, number one, ladies, this is the day, this is the time, this is the season. We need lashes, false lashes, and lots and lots and lots of them. And if you took a quick look at the runways from Gucci to Versace, you would see that that's all that all is around. So what you can do is you can buy them in bulk at Sephora or your local beauty supply store, or you can get them professionally done. But and if you're not quite sure what I mean by lots of lashes, just refer to 60s icon Britt Eklund and Marianne Faithfull, and you're on your way. And pair those lashes with a nude lip. Now, I prefer a different color, but we'll get to that in a moment. So number two beauty lesson is hair, apparently, that looks like it's been caught in a Category 5 windstorm is now a good thing. Really. I've never thought it. So, but, I mean, you saw models with hair plastered to their head at the Marnie show. Or you saw hair spilling out of a deconstructed braid at the Emilio Pucci show. Or some styles were scraped into a damp bun, like at the Roberto Cavalli show. So basically, what it comes down to is this season's hair is made for a polar vortex, pretty much, extreme winter static, or a torrential downpour. So those of us on, those of you guys on the East Coast, and you think you need to bring your hairspray and comb and brush, just forget about it. Come inside, and you're right in style. Number three is the classic red lip. Now, this is what I was just referring to a few moments ago. I always loved red lipstick, and now the classic red lip is back, although I don't think it ever left. But at Max Mara, the mouths were painted a deep, dark shade of Bordeaux. Now, in the Prada runway, the models applied their own high-impact color straight from the tube backstage. They did it themselves. So basically, the message here is that red lips don't have to be so high maintenance. Why? Because Miuccia, the artist, they say so. And I say so. Again, Melina says. Rule number four, good skin is everything this season, but there's never a season where good skin is not in. But at Jill Sander, Bottega Veneta, and Fendi, the makeup artist played with highlighting creams and contour powder to sculpt the face. So this is a trick of the week. And I picked this up at Dolce & Gabbana. You want to dab a little bit of gold cream shadow on the center of the lid for a supernaturally rested effect. And I'm going to say that one more time. So you get a little bit of gold cream eyeshadow, and you just dab it on the very center of the eyelids, and then that will naturally make the whites of your eyes look brighter and make the dark circles, if you happen to have any, take away from those. Just have beautiful bright eyes. And number five, the more eye pencil, the better. So if you draw a graphic 60s-inspired double wing, or you can scribble it into your lash lines. So you just want to make more and more and more. You remember those days, or you've seen them in the magazines and then classic film. Well, it's back. So what we can do is take a cue from Missoni, where makeup artist Lucia Pieroni, she used a Fitty MAC Fluid Line Gel in Black Track at the outer corners. Then she layered on a coat after coat of the company's Haute and Naughty mascara at the outer corners. So just basically take your liner, run it around your eyes a couple of times, and then coat it with mascara. And what was the inspiration for this, you want to ask? Well, she says that the cool girls who've been out all night with their boyfriends waiting for the bus back home. We've seen those ladies as we pass by them on our way to church or on our way to the store. We've seen them. And so this was the inspiration for this season's eye, lots and lots of eye pencil. Now, this information was provided by Vogue.com. Now, and speaking of eyeliner, I just want to let everyone know, you know, I came across an eyeliner from some gifting suite that I got, I guess, a little while ago, and it's called, you won't believe this, Pop Beauty. That's the name of the company. How crazy is that? And the color that I found in my bag is Teal Twinkle. And let me tell you, it actually looks pretty cool. You know, a teal eyeliner, you just, it's not black, it's not brown, you don't want to get too crazy, except in this season you can get too crazy. But for those of us who are still a little on the conservative side, it can be a little bit daunting. So, you know, I took it out of the box, and I tried it on. And it's not too bright, and for the most part, it actually does what the box says it does. Okay, so here, I'll read what the box says. It says, this Stay Put Glitterati pencil embellishes eyes with jewel-like 3D effect. With the color intensity of a liquid liner, but the easy application of a pencil, it adds intense glitz, framing to peepers, dancing, sweating, crying, and even swimming won't budge this waterproof formula that simply stays put until you take it off. So that's what the box says. Now, I haven't been crying, I haven't been sweating, and I haven't been swimming since I put it on, but I can tell you that it is staying. It's not smudging, which is a big problem. Now, it did kind of say when it says it goes on very smooth, I'll tell you that that's not quite the case. You know, I had to pull my bottom lash, my bottom eye, a little bit harder than I wanted to make it that shade that I wanted to. So it exaggerated a little bit on that. But otherwise, it's a really good color and one I recommend. And interestingly enough, I checked out Pop Beauty's website, and they're from the UK. And they claim to bring the essence of pop culture, a finger on the pulse of the world of fashion, art, and music, to you through makeup. So we're going to do some more investigation on Pop Beauty and get back to you. In the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break and come right back with more Beauty Pop. Stay tuned.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Molina brand.
The Molina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And we're back with Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay. And I have two fabulous guests for those who listened last week. And for those who didn't get a chance to listen last week, all you have to do is log on to Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and pop in Beauty Pop, and you will be able to archive all of the other episodes, and they are absolutely fabulous. And we're going to continue this week with our guests from last week because we weren't able to get everything in. So I have two fabulous guests, the fabulous Mr. John Downey III. John, are you there?
Hey, Melina.
Yes,
I am. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm recovering from show being over.
Yeah. Well, let me tell everybody a little bit what you're talking about. Now, John Downey III is an award-winning stage actor and television producer who first gained national attention playing TV's iconic Golden Girl Blanche on stage. Now, he stars in the current version of the show, which he wrote and is starring in at the San Pedro Theater Center. So that is the show that you're talking about, John. It was an outstanding show. So how are you recuperating?
Yeah, we were very fortunate and very blessed with the show. When it became an improv kind of show, you know, when it became like the real live Golden Girls, it became even better. We actually ended up with 27,000 Facebook followers, and we became in the top 10 shows in L.A. from L.A. Magazine to Hub Cities to Savvy, I think it was Savvy Cities. And then we started selling out. We sold like 15 times the amount of tickets they'd ever sold at the theater doing the show.
So
we're seriously talking about coming back on Sundays, which I don't want to do because, you know, I like to be at church. But, right. You know, if you got, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Or possibly moving into Hollywood. So we're going to see what happens with that shortly. So.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Wishing you the best. You know, the show must go on. And so what the crowd demands, what the audience demands, you got to provide it to them.
No, and I was trying to think with all of the beauty tips that you were giving, like, you know, because I have to do a lot of stage makeup, one, playing a girl, and, you know, two, just being on stage, you know, stage makeup is a lot heavier. Just trying to think if there was anything that you were kind of, like, saying that was, like, ringing true. I'm going, well, do I do that? Do I need to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if there was anything that would help, except that I got all my tips from a drag queen, so, you know.
Well, now, John,
and I don't know people would think that that's great, but the reality is they do good makeup. So, you know.
They really do. They really do. But now, John, I can tell you, your skin is absolutely, you have, I mean, for those listening on the telephone, if you go on to our website, Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, Beauty Pop, and you'll see a picture of the absolutely so handsome, so gorgeous.
But I want to give your viewers two tips that I actually learned. I mean, because we know that a little bit of it is our diet and a little bit of it is genetics, but I had a great dermatologist back in D.C. because I used to have cystic acne as a child. And it was primarily on my back, so it wasn't necessarily on my face. But I have learned from two major dermatologists, and I don't mean the people you go to for plastic surgery because I haven't had any of that stuff. But I mean for the real ones that really treat you for skin stuff. And the first thing that they learn in school, whether they're going to Harvard or Yale or whatever school it is, and this is not to promote a product. I am seriously telling you what they tell the doctors studying. Dove soap. And that's what I use. I use it to shave. I use it to wash my hair. And then the other thing that I do that's really bizarre, you know, because I'm an adult now, right, is I use, like, Stridex, you know, those pads that you can get at the store to wash your face. And it has and I'm not as I'm going to pronounce it wrong, so forgive me. I think it's salicylic. It's like that 2% little acid or whatever that is used as opposed to like a rubbing alcohol. And I just think it helps skin. I mean, it's something very simple. I mean, I don't suffer some of the things that, you know, you would suffer or other women may suffer because I'm not putting makeup on my face all the day. And I was thinking about when you were talking about the eyelashes and stuff. You know, when I do a stage show like this, I actually have my the guy who does my hair will dye my eyelashes because I don't like putting on the mascara because it rips out the lashes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I did actually use mascara in this show. So, you know, Blanche has got to be pretty. So, you know.
Yeah, well, those are great tips, Dawn. Thank you. Those are really good. But now what do you do for your, you know, it's interesting that you talked about your – cyst-like pimples, because I wanted to jump into that for a quick second.
You had talked about it last week. I mean, I was on a very serious drug as a child called Accutane because I had what is called cystic acne. And it was, like, it, you know, was seriously on your back and, you know, it would bleed through your shirt. I mean, it was serious. You know, and I know last week you were talking about popping a pimple or something like that. We all kind of play with our skin, which is not good, I guess. And I think, you know, because I was trying to think, well, what would I do? I actually do use Clearasil, you know, the stuff you can buy for the teenagers would use. And I'll just put the Vanishing Clearasil, I will actually put on, and usually that will take it down, you know, if I have something that's going on. I mean, obviously with you, if you're going to an event or a red carpet thing, that's a whole different thing. Because I have one open pore on my, you know, around where my nose is. And, you know, I can see even putting all the makeup that I put on there, you know, you still have a little bump there, you know, from, you know. So, you know, and I think that happens as we get older, to be quite honest with you. You know, the pores are more open. You know, I know Dr. Oz is great. Like, when I've seen his show a couple of times, he talks about the different things. You know, there are some really good tips that I've kind of heard through him, you know, and they talk about that our pores, like, we don't actually have to have our pores extracted. They're not, it's not like they're opened or closed. Like, it's a very strange thing. Like, we do everything backwards when it comes to skincare, I think, so.
That's very interesting, because I think you might be right about that. And let's bring in, actually, who was with us last week, the fabulous Jen Gosselin, and let's ask her what she does about blemishes on the red carpet, because Jen is actually one of the most acclaimed inspirational actresses of the last decade. Now, she has an impressive array of mainstream projects, including Ron Howard's Frost Nixon, Hulk, and 500 Days of Summer. Now, Ms. Gosselin has won several awards, including Best Actress for the film God Country, as well as for her leading role alongside John Schneider from The Dukes of Hazzard, we all remember him, in Doomby. Now, her project Alone Yet Not Alone received widespread worldwide attention in January and February of 2014. She has 15 projects slated for 2014 and 2015, including Forgiven, supporting Kevin Sorbo as the lead. Now, Forgiven is the first action faith-based film of its kind. Basically, it's the first one. I can't wait to see it. Now, Ms. Gosselin is also an active philanthropist, and she regularly donates her time and resources to others. She's developed a mentor outreach program called Inspiring Audiences, where she shares her journey with high school students, teaching them to overcome life's obstacles, follow their heart's desire, and to live their dreams. Please welcome Jen Gosselin. Jen, are you there?
Yes, hello, guys. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited to have you. You are a fabulous, that wonderful, kind, sweet person. And your skin, just like John's skin, is just like, is sweet and clean. It is perfect. Now, I know y'all have, you know, the occasional blender. So what do you do to handle when you have a major red carpet event coming up and then you see that dreaded, evil face?
Melina, I'm thinking what I heard your question is that how do you respond when you're at a red carpet event and you see people who have frowny faces? Is that what you asked?
No, how do you respond when you have a red carpet event and a pimple pops up? What do you do?
A pimple popping up on your face would actually create a frowny face. So, you know, some tips that I've learned when I was a little girl was to be able to take a warm compress and to be able to allow the heat to bring up any sort of skin underneath the dermis layer to your epidermis and allow some exfoliating to happen. And then the release of the, whatever the thing is. And then afterwards, make sure you put a cool compress, which closes the pore, and then making sure you have some sort of a cream that you put on top. A lot of times people forget to put on cream, but really what happens is when the skin is dry, it ends up creating its more oils, which creates breakouts. So that's something I remember learning way back when, like I think when I was studying at one of those schools in New York City that I think I still use to this day.
Wow, that's a really good tip. It's actually just, one of the tips that I have found for with the occasional round reddish bump. That's the one that you don't, that's called a papule, and that's the one that hasn't come to a head yet. Those are the common pimples. And then the mature pimples, the pustules, those ones that are the with the white caps and then it just come to a head and you just want to pop them so much.
Melina, oh, that's horrible.
I know. I try not to, but I do. I can't help it. What do you guys do?
You know, I think you just use concealer and exercise, and that allows the blood to flow very quickly, and it helps. And drinking lots of water. Those are some things that are also able to help.
Yeah, definitely drinking lots of water. I mean, but you can also, what I found is, it says, now, if the white cap is off and the pimple is still moist, you don't want to use makeup on it because it could result in an infection. And I actually was sharing this with John last week. I had this exact same thing happened, and I touched it, and it became inflamed, and I had to go somewhere, so I had to put makeup on it. So I literally had to do everything I'm saying not to do. And there's a reason that you're not supposed to do it. Because it just makes it worse.
Or when you take a photo, afterwards you just Photoshop. That's the brilliant gift of Photoshop. The tool removes it all. Unless when you're filming, and then that's a bummer. There is a moment when we're filming Doonby, and I remember it was a very, very, very late night shoot. It was probably week 5. We're about 4 a.m. in the morning. And I remember asking the makeup artist how we were able to help cover. And, you know, different concealers and light and shadow was able to help create the illusion. And on camera, what's so interesting is a bump is not actually shown when you're having the correct contour and highlight. It's normally when there's an element of, no, I think what it is if you have a bump, that shows. But if you do not have a bump and it's just red, they can cover it with concealer. And on camera, because the 2D does not transfer into 3D, our eyes do not pick up that element of a bump on the face, but it ends up becoming flat. So that's something I remember a makeup artist on set was explaining, is if you can get your skin down to being at a flat place, the concealer can cover it when you're shooting. I have to say, I'm on Rodeo Drive right now. Just so I was at the at an amazing, wonderful gift suite for the Oscars. And so when I'm calling in, you hear all this fun fanciness. It is the excitement of living here in the Los Angeles world. That's what's happening behind me.
Oh, wow. So you're at a gift. I'm going to one on Friday. I can't wait to go to it. You're at one today. You know, Patrika Darbo was at one earlier today, too.
And that's
like,
really cool.
I can't wait to that one. But I'm going to the one on Friday. Are you going to one on Friday?
I'm actually going to two on Friday. One at, is it called Lux? Yeah, the Lux. My dear publicist with AMB Publicity, Andre Marcel, they've arranged for such wonderful opportunities to come in and to meet and support some amazing vendors with, you know, the different charities and the different products that they make.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you,
so, Melina, I'll probably see you on Friday at some point. We'll have a high five and hug.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I don't want to keep you from going in. I know you're on your way into that. So was there anything else?
No, actually, we're on our way out. We've been here all afternoon, and it was fabulous.
Oh, I know it was. I know it was. I know you had a great, great time. I know you did. Is there anything else? Because unfortunately, our time is evaporating again. Oh, it's so frustrating.
What I would say is if anybody is interested in inspirational movies, there's a handful of them that I'm a part of that are coming out. Doonby just released this week in Europe. God's Country is airing on TV. And Dragon Day also just released in Europe. And Alone Yet Not Alone was nominated for an Oscar, and it was rescinded, but that will come to theaters everywhere on Father's Day. But if people reach out to me on Facebook, I would love to give them a gift. And gift them with a copy of one of these fabulous films that can impact and inspire people's lives.
Oh, thank you so much, Jen. Okay, audience, you heard. If you go to Jen's, you can go to our website, easywaybroadcasting.com. You can go to Jen's Facebook page, and she is kind enough to gift you with one of these fabulous movies. Thank you so much, Jen. Can you tell everybody how to reach you?
Sure. You can Facebook me at Jen Gotzen, J-E-N-N, and then Gotzen is two O's, G-O-T-Z-O-N, and Twitter, Facebook, and all that lovely world, and just shoot me a little inbox message, and I'll get you a free gift on the fly.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And John, thank you so much for chiming in today and sharing your tips. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
John, now, people can keep in touch with you?
If they want to follow us on Twitter, Golden Light Girls, I'm always chatting on there about the show, and you can find out where we're going to be next.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, guys. And then now I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to have a few from Mr. Eric Dooley, the founder and president of Easy Way Broadcasting, the guy that gets it done the easy way. But tune in next week. We'll be chatting with Bernadette Appling, Miss California Ethnic World Ambassador Queen. Take it away, Eric.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? All right, so, yes, we got some really excited. I didn't sound too excited there. I got to motivate myself, get my voice up there more so people are, like, opening their ears. No, so I'm Eric Zulli. I'm the founder of Easy Way Broadcasting. Nice to meet, you know, everybody that might be listening. So we have some really wonderful things going on. Easy Way Broadcasting is an official corporate partner of Fame and Philanthropy, which is involved with a major Oscar event with a keynote speaker, James Cameron, performer, Neo, and, you know, they can go to flamandphilanthropy.com for more information. It's just a really blessing to be in. You know, I hope I don't say the name wrong. Charlize Theron, I guess she's pretty big as well. She's an Oscar winner. Stafford Brothers, you know, a lot of great people are involved in it, and it's just a great cause, and so we're blessed to be a part of that. And people can go to partners and see our logo on there. And the broadcast station is going very well. We're very appreciative to have you, Melina, doing what you're doing and all the great beauty advice. We have 7 shows a week on the station right now. Rita Gray, which everybody knows her from Betty White's Off the Rockers, season 3. Her show is going to be airing on Friday, this Friday actually, for the 3rd season with Betty White. It was actually just on Steve Harvey. Betty White was just announcing it. She's one of our hosts with my dad, James Zulli, and they do a Baby Boomer show. We also have a video game show if people want to check that out. Wednesday at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have a kids show where kids can be kids and celebrity kids talk to kids, and it's just a lot of fun. It's called Kids Town Live with a Z. And then we have a mom's chat show, which is with just a lot of great people. We have a charity show. It's just a blessing to do it the easy way. And we specialize in taking people's brands and showing them how to make money with social media and generating their leads into money and not just using social media to promote things, but actually making some money with it. So that's us in a nutshell. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Melina, your show is rocking. The numbers are great, and you're just so good. I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Eric. And thank you, everyone, for out there listening. And thank you for your emails and tweets and all of that. And thank you so much again, John and Jen. You guys are fabulous. And have a great week, everyone. And don't forget to keep it popping. And please do not forget that there is no one way of looking beautiful if you feel it on the inside. Take care. See you next week.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Fridays, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.